It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
A visitor to Israel today will see a very familiar emblem wherever he travels in that country. It's a picture of two men with a cluster of grapes hanging from a pole, resting on their shoulders. Several visitors failed to catch the significance of that emblem. The two men in the picture represent Joshua and Caleb, two of the outstanding persons in the Old Testament. Back when the Hebrews were leaving their captivity in Egypt, they made their way to the southern border of what later was to become Palestine. Wondering if they should proceed into the promised land or not, Moses and the other leaders sent 12 men into the country as spies to survey the situation. The account says they found the land to be very fertile and brought back the cluster of grapes as proof. When the 12 had returned from their travels in the country, they were called together and questioned by the leaders. The leaders wanted to know what chance they had in a battle against those who possessed the land. If the Hebrews were strong enough, they would proceed to do battle. But if not, then they would have to wait. Of the 12, 10 brought very negative reports. "The people who dwell in the land are many, and they are big and strong," came the report. "We look like grasshoppers compared to them." When the people heard this report, they began to complain. A negative report usually gets negative results. "We wish we had died in Egypt," they said, "or even in the wilderness, rather than to come to this country." However, two of the 12 brought in a minority report, and minority reports are often more realistic than that of the majority. "Let us go up at once and possess the land," said Caleb, "for we're well able to conquer it." Joshua agreed with Caleb and pleaded with the people not to be afraid, but the leaders decided to wait. Well, history proved that Caleb and Joshua were right in their assumption, and today they are remembered for their daring faith and positive thinking everywhere in Israel. It's important what a person thinks of himself, extremely important, for it's highly unlikely that a person can accomplish something he doesn't think he can. But if a person has a healthy self-respect for himself, his chances of success are much improved. It's very doubtful that other people will think more highly of you than the opinion you hold of yourself. Positive confidence and faith in oneself is a very fruitful and practical trait. Now, I don't mean to imply that a person needs cocky egotism. That's not self-confidence at all. It's a serious form of false pride. But what I am saying is that we can do many things which we otherwise would be unable to do if we believe we can. "All things are possible to him who believes," said the carpenter from Galilee. So think highly of yourself, and always remember that God thinks highly of you also. Oh, incidentally, when the Hebrews finally did enter the promised land, do you know who it was that led them? None other than Joshua, and he was probably assisted by Caleb.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.